This is There Is a Solution on the Recovery Talk Network. I am your host, Larry W. Each week we have guests who further the advancement of the cause of recovery. And tonight I'm especially pleased to have General Arthur T. Dean as my guest. After a long and distinguished career in the U.S. Army, General Dean has devoted the last 9 years to the field of recovery as chairman and CEO of CADCA, the Community Anti-Drug Coalitions of America. Welcome to you, General Dean.
Well, thank you very much, Larry. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, I'm delighted to have you as well. Let's begin, if you will, by talking a little bit about CADCA's history and its mission, if you would.
It'd be my pleasure. CADCA will be, come this October, 15 years old. Back in 1989, the president put together what was called then the Presidential Advisory Council. It had 54 distinguished Americans on it from all sectors of America, from corporate America, people like Dick Parson and Jim Burke from Johnson & Johnson, and just all types of individuals. And they spent 3 years trying to sort out what was happening in America, how best to address this problem at the community level, and how to serve what was then a very small number of community anti-drug coalitions. And in 1992, in October, they recommended that a private nonprofit be created to serve that purpose, for it to be in Washington, to be an independent organization, and to be concerned about serving coalitions in Washington and building the capacity in them to address substance abuse at the local level. And we've been doing that now for 9 years. I mean, for almost 15 years, excuse me.
And you've been involved yourself for the 9 years you've been as chairman and CEO of CADCA.
That's correct.
And how do you see your role for the organization?
Well, my role is really has two significant parts. The first part, I serve as the chairman of the board of directors. So from that perspective, you know, I have to be concerned about having the right members on the board of directors, ensuring that we are fiduciary sound, good policies are in place, all of the things that a board does. So I serve in that capacity, the spokesman for the organization. And then my second role is to be the CEO of the organization, working with my wonderful team here of 31 staff members. So I put those two things together, and it really has been fun, and it's been just great work.
Well, and I've had the pleasure of working with several of those staff members already, and I'm very pleased because I'll be coming out the dinner that you're having, annual dinner, Tuesday, September 25th. Why don't you touch on that a little bit for those in the area? They can still make tickets and come to the dinner, yeah. Which would be tomorrow night as the show airs.
The dinner is our Drug-Free Kids campaign, and it allows us to first to raise the awareness, particularly in corporate America, about the criticality they must play to help us keep youth from getting involved in substance abuse. We define that as all types of drugs, whether it be illegal drugs or the abuse of prescription drugs and underage drinking. Secondly, it allows us to raise some discretionary dollars to do things for our youth in the forms of training and various other programs for which it is difficult to find dollars through either a contract with an entity or from a foundation. So it serves a wonderful purpose, and then it gives us the opportunity to recognize a giant in industry that has been doing some very noble work to help us in this cause. And this time it's going to be DirecTV and its CEO, Chase Carey,
well,
who have been doing
we're gonna hear
wonderful
more about-
work helping our schools for years and years.
Well, that's great. We're going to hear more. You can go to the website, cadca.org, and we'll be back.
How do you feel? Where are your views on what you're hearing? Give us a call and share them with us at CRN Digital Talk. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 1-800-336-2225. Again, that toll-free number, 1-800-336-2225. Join us today on CRN Digital Talk. We're here for you, 1-800-336-2225.
This is Larry W. Welcome back to a special pre-recorded edition of There Is a Solution. It is Monday night, September 24th, as we air this. My special guest, General Arthur T. Dean, is the chairman and CEO of CADCA, the Community Anti-Drug Coalitions of America. And we talked a little bit about the dinner that is coming up tomorrow night, General Dean, and a lot of programs that CADCA does at your website, www.cadca.org. I also noticed that, of course, looking at the website, that one of the things that you've been involved with is a survey about alcoholism and how it's treated, or really, I should say, untreated. Can you talk a little bit about that as well, please?
I would love to. As I said earlier, we focus on all types of drugs, illegal drugs, and the abuse of prescription drugs. And we also are very concerned about alcohol. We have surveyed our coalitions, and we have found that it is one of the significant problems that they all face in their communities. It is the one that requires the most creative work, because alcohol, as we know, is a legal drug. It's readily available, and the perception of harm is not as significant as it should be. We found that drug use, whether it's alcohol or illicit drugs, if there is a perception of harm, drug use goes down. When there is not significant perception of harm, it goes up. So for alcohol, we have been working with the National Institute on Alcoholism and Alcohol Abuse, one of the institutes in NIH, part of the Health and Human Services Department, to use their research. And back a few months ago, we published one of our practical theories, which is a science-based manual for our coalitions to use that tells them how to use science to combat underage drinking. It is the one drug use a problem that over the last 4 or 5 years we have not seen the reduction that we have seen in the use of illicit drugs. Its use has remained about the same over the last 4 or 5 years. So it's very difficult, but one that requires a lot of attention, and we are very concerned about it.
It really does. It's interesting. I'm sober now 32 years, and the 10% of the adult population seems to be alcohol abusers, and I don't think that's changed in decades.
I think you're right. And see, the problem is that, and we don't want to debate the alcohol industry, but we do know that a lot of their advertising is focused on the underage population. And depending on whose research you're reading, it could be anywhere as much as 20% of their revenue comes from that population. So it is a very, very significant problem. And if we look at the decisions that the young people are making when under the influence of alcohol, not just the crashes that they are involved in, but other decisions as well, it deserves all of our attention so that we can get them through their turbulent teenage years, the early years in college, and get them off into the workforce without creating real habit for their lives that will last them a lifetime.
Well, that's a great point. General Arthur Dean is my guest. He is the chairman and CEO of CADCA, the Community Anti-Drug Coalitions of America, and we're discussing the survey that CADCA did. And one of the remarkable things I found in that is this the treatment is how untreated alcoholism is. And people, we seem to know so much about it. I mean, there are 15, 17, 18 million alcoholics. Everybody sees a lot of information, but there's something about a lag time of 10 years before people get treatment and the percentage. Can you expand on that a little bit of what you were able to find?
Yeah, what the research says is that it's less than 10% of the people that need to be treated are getting treated for alcohol. So that is, think about that. That's more than 90% of the people that need treatment are not getting it. One, that, you know, the stigma associated with it, obviously. Two, people perceive that they don't have a problem. They are just a social drinker when, in fact, they are addicted to alcohol. Nobody really wants to quote-unquote say that we have a problem in our family and we need to deal with it. It is something that requires a great deal of work. And our treatment needs to be more focused, meaning that it has to be gender-specific and for adolescents as well. And unfortunately, you find a lot of youth that are in programs that are more designed for adults, and you have women and men trying to be treated alike, and that's not appropriate either. So we have a lot of work to do in this country as it relates to alcohol and its abuse and its addiction.
That is very true. You're almost doing a promotion for me, which I appreciate. In the next hour, we'll have Joseph Califano on as my guest, as the chairman and founder of the National Center on Substance Addiction and Substance Abuse at Columbia University. And, of course, his work kind of dovetails with a lot of things that CADCA is doing, just to try to carry that message and try to destigmatize the addiction and treat it as a disease that it is, obviously.
We are good friends of Mr. Califano. We believe at his family night, where a family gets together to have dinner together, is a critical program. But we use a lot of his research out in our communities for this purpose, and it's really good research. You know, as we were talking about this issue, Larry, we just need to find a way to increase our treatment capacity and cause people not to be stigmatized. And I think the real guts of this problem, if I might use that word, is having most of America understand, as you said, that this is a disease. If you are addicted to illicit drugs or you're addicted to alcohol, then it's a public health issue and you need medical treatment, and it's no longer a moral problem, and you're not just a weak person because you cannot quit. You need help. You need medical help.
That's a great point. And, of course, that's what we do here on Recovery Talk Network. We're always looking to expand and obviously get support, because these are not things that maybe can show up on Larry King and Oprah every 2 or 3 months. And that's, of course, what you're doing on a daily basis and with your CADCA.org website, with This Week in the Coalitions Online. And, of course, what we try to do here and do here almost every night of the week on the Recovery Talk Network. This is Larry W. We're going to take another break and be back with General Arthur Dean, Chairman and CEO of CADCA. We'll be back right after this.
How do you feel? Where are your views on what you're hearing? Give us a call and share them with us at CRN Digital Talk. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 1-800-336-2225. Again, that toll-free number, 1-800-336-2225. Join us today on CRN Digital Talk. We're here for you, 1-800-336-2225.
This is Larry W. back on There Is a Solution on a special pre-recorded edition of There Is a Solution on the Recovery Talk Network. My guest this hour, General Arthur T. Dean, is the chairman and CEO of CADCA, the Community Anti-Drug Coalitions of America. General Dean, and I say general, you were in the U.S. Army, you're a retired Army general. Tell us a little bit. I don't know that it would come to my mind immediately, the combination and the transition from 31 years in the military and a very distinguished career there, and then 9 years now with CADCA. Would you mind telling us a little bit about your history and how you came to select this as an organization that you wanted to work with?
Well, yeah, it would be a pleasure to do that. I really, really loved the Army. That's why I stayed so long. Originally went to the Army to spend 3 years and was going to get out of the Army and become a lawyer.
Oh, heaven forbid.
And had been
I'm a recovering lawyer
law school,
too, General.
But, I thought about getting out while I was in Vietnam back in 1970, but changed my mind and had a wonderful career. And I worked primarily in human resources, ended up being the director of military personnel management at the Department of the Army at the Pentagon, where I manage all of the personnel procedures from how many to recruit to how many to retire and everything in between for the active Army, the reserve Army, and the National Guard. And when I was thinking about leaving the Army, after being a public service for all the serving the public for all those years, I thought I might go out to corporate America, and had interviewed from Boston to Houston, had a couple positions in Houston that I thought I might accept, and a friend of mine was serving as a reference, and that was General Colin Powell, you know, who was the Secretary of State.
Absolutely.
And he called me one night and said, there's a group that's looking for a leader, and they are working in substance abuse. You don't necessarily have to be an expert in substance abuse, but they're looking for someone with some good leadership skills, and it's an operational in nature position, so you would enjoy that. And following his advice, I allowed them to come talk to me about it, and a few weeks later, I accepted the position. And it really has been a wonderful position because it gives me an opportunity now to say, you know, why I came, because we're working with community groups. And community groups, you know, need our assistance to be their voice in Washington, to provide them with good training and technical assistance and all the latest research and help them with their communication and marketing skills and teach them how to pull all of the multi-sectors in the community together. And you know who they are. They're the business leaders, parent leaders, media, law enforcement, school, faith organizations, health providers, social leaders, everybody in the community, treatment organizations, recovery groups. And what we find, Larry, is that if you can get all those groups at the table and you can carry your strategies, we could like to say multiple strategies, over multiple sectors, then the youth of the community will begin to believe you because they're hearing it everywhere they go, not just from mom and dad. So I find that really my military training is very appropriate to what I'm doing here, and it may not be apparent initially, but it really is. And it's been a wonderful 9 years, and I don't plan to do anything else until it's time to retire and just play golf every day.
Well, that is life, and you really did connect the dots, if you will. And it is important because you are, you know, a coalition, you are team building, and what could be a better training than that than being in the military?
That's correct.
Tell a little bit more about some of the other programs that you're doing, perhaps about how you gather the information that comes up on the CADCA.org website. I get the email every week, which I use on our shows to inform our audience about what's going on in the community. Talk a little bit maybe about that department.
I would love to.
And you know what? And I have you what you do that. And what I want to do that, because we're actually coming up to a break before our last segment, and I want to remind everybody that you can join in here on CRN Digital Talk. You can give us a call at 800-336-2225. Let me take a second and mention as we approach the break that in the next hour I will be interviewing Joseph Califano Jr. Mr. Califano is the founder of National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse at Columbia University. Tonight is a major professional night, major emphasis on the major, perhaps. Two great guests who are on a daily basis furthering the cause of recovery. I'm delighted to have General Arthur Dean back and Mr. Joseph Califano. Next hour, we'll be back.
How do you feel? Where are your views on what you're hearing? Give us a call and share them with us at CRN Digital Talk. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 1-800-336-2225. Again, that toll-free number, 1-800-336-2225. Join us today on CRN Digital Talk. We're here for you, 1-800-336-2225.
It's Larry W. We're back on There Is a Solution on a special Monday night edition. It is Monday, September 24th, if you are listening live on the internet. We are also, of course, in 33 states here at CRN Digital Talk, over 11 million homes. and worldwide on the internet. And with that audience, we actually will be featuring more cities. And in fact, I want to announce that starting October 1st, here There Is a Solution, the Recovery Talk Network, will be airing in Boston on WBIX 1060 AM. We'll be adding additional stations live. And if you're interested in perhaps becoming a host on Recovery Talk Network or a supporter, please send me an email, LarryW@RecoveryTalkNetwork.com. Welcoming back General Arthur Dean. General Dean, we mentioned a little bit about the dinner that's coming up. This is Recovery Month. I know there are a lot of other activities this month, but also throughout the year. Tell us a little bit more about what CATCA does throughout the year and other things that maybe you have coming up over the next several months.
Sure, I would love to. But before I forget, Larry, I want to tell your audience that we would love to have them get involved with one of our local groups, and they can call us at 1-800-54-CATCA, C-A-D-C-A, and we will connect them with a local group. But any of your listeners can receive our electronic newsletter. They can just go on to our website, which is www.catca.org, and they can sign up for that, no obligation, and it's free. So we believe that everyone has a role to play in helping America solve this problem. And the way we go about doing it is we hold an annual event in Washington that brings all of our federal leaders, congressional leaders, and local groups together. And that's our annual signature event. It's called the National Leadership Conference. And we now have over 3,500 people in attendance for that. We then have a training conference in the middle of the year, normally out west. It was in Tucson recently for about 700, a week of training. And then spread out the year, we have training opportunities that range in 200 to 300 people 4 or 5 times a year. So that's a way of saying we do a lot of training. Our focus is to build the capacity in the local group because we don't solve problems in Washington. We build the capacity in our local groups for them to solve their local problems, and we believe there are a certain set of skills and competencies that one should use, but local problems deserve local solutions. And then we publish a lot of research materials, training manuals, and we believe that our young people play a critical role. So we started something you'll be interested in a couple years ago, our National Youth Leadership Initiative. And it's training young people, primarily high schoolers, to understand and address all of the problems associated with carrying out the responsibilities of those in coalitions. And we have youth in training as well. We believe that if we can build the capacity in local groups, if we can raise awareness, if we can get governmental leaders, whether they be local, state, or federal, and corporate people involved in this problem that you know is a serious problem, we can begin to push back. That's the way we think we are going to make this happen.
And you mentioned the National Leadership Conference. When is that coming?
It's in February. The one coming up is 11th through the 14th in Washington at the Washington, D.C. Convention Center. And information will be soon on our website for people to see as well. I told you we're going to be 15 years old. The first conference in Washington was about 500 people with about 300 groups. We now have over 5,000 groups, and the conference is pushing 4,000. So the movement has grown. There is still much to accomplish, but we believe that the reduction that we've seen in illicit drugs since 2000, that the coalition local movement has had a direct impact on that.
Now, you said you are a nonprofit organization,
separate
from the government, of course,
Separate from the government. We do some work for the government from time to time, as well as states, and get corporate dollars and foundations dollars. But we pride ourselves as being independent, so we can go over and give official testimony, as we do, to Congress about this problem, primarily from a community perspective, wanting them to hear and know what is needed out in the communities to cause this problem to be addressed appropriately.
Now, beyond testifying and being out in the community, you also have a broadcast history. I notice you're in the show business as well as everybody else.
We're changing the name to call it CATCA TV. It's been a satellite downlink program. We do about 6 or 8 of them a year, just like you do, and it's focused specifically on these subjects. And it goes to the local cable network, and our live audience is about 10 to 20,000, and the cable audience now is 5 to about 8 million. And we're going to be doing one very soon on cocaine.
Interesting. And you mentioned legal drugs as well as illegal drugs. People think of drug addicts, unfortunately, as, you know, the crack cocaine and the cocaine. And we'll have William Moyers as our guest, William Cope Moyers, and is knows more serious problem as we see in the country. But legal drugs, prescription drugs, are a very big problem. Apparently, it's even taking over more so in college campuses than even marijuana these days.
Yes, it is. And we worked with the Senate and got them to pass the first Medicine Abuse Awareness Month. It was August of this year, and hopefully that will become a national month to focus in and address medicine abuse. We've been working with another organization here called the Consumer Healthcare Products Association of America, and we just did 10 town hall meetings across America talking specifically about over-the-counter abuse of cough medicines. So we have cough medicines and other over-the-counter issues to be concerned about. We have lots of prescription medicines that have a real medical purpose when used appropriately, like Vicodin and Percocets and OxyContin, et cetera. But young people, Larry, if you can believe this, are taking these medicines to a party, dumping them in a bowl, and having what they call, quote-unquote, farming parties, and just reaching in and taking a handful, and that is very dangerous.
Oh, it's very dangerous. It's remarkable. Now, I know we're running late. I don't think you had any more time for us. We had one more segment. If not, I'll just thank you, and if you can't hang on, we'll just say goodbye, and I'll see you at the dinner on Tuesday. So with that, I want to thank you so much for being my guest here tonight, General Arthur Dean, and I know we'll be talking again.
How do you feel? Where are your views on what you're hearing? Give us a call and share them with us at CRN Digital Talk. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 1-800-336-2225. Again, that toll-free number, 1-800-336-2225. Join us today on CRN Digital Talk. We're here for you, 1-800-336-2225.
It is 44 minutes after the hour. This is Larry W. on a special pre-recorded edition of There Is a Solution on the Recovery Talk Network. My guest this hour has been General Arthur T. Dean. He is the chairman and CEO of CADCA, C-A-D-C-A, the Community Anti-Drug Coalitions of America. And as General Dean was telling us, after, as I say, his distinguished career in the U.S. Army, as he mentioned, everywhere from Vietnam through Desert Storm, and in retiring as a U.S. Army Major General. And for the last 9 years, as he was discussing, has been the chairman and CEO of CADCA. Tomorrow night, September 25th, unless you're hearing a replay, which is always possible here on Recovery Talk Network, but tomorrow night, September 25th, those of you in the Washington, D.C. area, join General Dean and me and probably thousands of others at the 9th Annual Drug-Free Kids Campaign Awards Dinner. I'll be happy to be there representing both the Recovery Talk Network and the good folks here at CRN Digital Talk as we help sponsor that event. An award is being given to Chase Carey, the president and CEO of DirecTV, and he's the humanitarian of the year. And will be honored, as will Dr. Tuan Pham, who's the president and CEO of Pharmatech. Pharmatech develops drug testing devices and equipment, which is clearly very important. And he is being given CADCA's Champion for the Drug-Free Kids Award. The event, as I say, will be held tomorrow night at the Ritz-Carlton in D.C., and I'll be reporting back from D.C. when I come back And you'll hear all about that dinner. I'll also be attending the Johnson Institute America Honors Recovery Luncheon on Thursday, the 27th of September. Johnny Allen is the president of that organization. He has been a guest, and I'm looking forward to see Johnny and many other folks, such as Pat Taylor, who has been our guest. She is the executive director of Faces and Voices of Recovery. The point is, General Dean has been making, is that there is a lot more information out there than there was years ago. The problem is really expanding. Its alcoholism level in this country is still 10% of the American population. Well, that becomes a big deal as the population grows. So with 17, 18, 19 million alcoholics, another 6, 8 million drug addicts, and by that we mean both the heroin, crack cocaine, but also OxyContin and Vicodin and legal drugs, let alone crystal meth, which I didn't see much on. We also talk about meth addiction or speed for years and decades, but this new phenomenon, a relatively new phenomenon, as some of our other guests have talked about, such as Brad Keith on Monday night with a great show we had. You'll be able to listen to that on our archives in the weeks to come. Brad Keith from Access Residential Treatment Center in Indian Wells, California. So what we're doing here on the Recovery Talk Network is trying to provide lots more information, examples of people such as myself in recovery. I've been sober since July 21st, 1975. I got sober in North Miami, Florida, in a place called the Biscayne Room in North Miami. I was a youngster then, and was told things like, if you want to get sober and stay sober, you have to change playgrounds and change playmates. Well, here I was practicing law at the time, Ivy League graduate, excuse me, and these old folks telling me about that. And when I first came in 1974, I did not take their advice. I didn't change playgrounds and change playmates. My best friend at the time was managing a Beefsteak Charlie's restaurant. And although I went into AA in July of 74, by October, when October rolled around, and my friend said, why don't you try this bottle of wine? It's a religious experience. Well, that was no more religious than a lot of other things I've done in my life. And I did slip, as it was called, and ultimately got worse. And finally, below in July of 1975, I decided enough was enough and been sober ever since. So that's been a great part of my life. But here on the Recovery Talk Network, we do a number of things, including we'd have our Media Watch segment, but which we've renamed from Media Watch. We now call it the Sober Rapport, in honoring and with apologies or thanks to Stephen Colbert. And at this time of atonement, if those of you who are Stephen Colbert fans know that he was asking people who wished to repent and atone for their sins could call him and apologize for the sin. I actually did call in, and I don't know whether they'll play it, but I apologize for ripping him off from our Media Watch segment. And I'm going to do a little bit of that tonight, which we call, is it a chip or is it a slip? Because that's what we do when we have recovery. We either have a chip when we do well or a slip. And in this week in the media, I started watching TMZ, which is a new show. And Harvey Levin, who, when I've heard him speak about Britney Spears or Lindsay Lohan, he's always been pretty good about the fact that we need to realize that people are not necessarily taking advantage, that the justice system is acting, and we need to get people into recovery. But I don't know, TMZ seems to be stalking and really making money off of the problems of this addiction. So for that, Harvey Levin, I'm sorry, unless you want to sponsor the show, but even still, I have to give you a... You get a slip, and we'll see. I will monitor TMZ and see if there's more responsible stuff that you are airing. But so far, not so much. So we'll be back. If you have an idea about something done well or poorly in the media, send me an email, LarryW@TheRecoveryTalkNetwork.com. We'll be back with our final segment right after this.
How do you feel? Where are your views on what you're hearing? Give us a call and share them with us at CRN Digital Talk. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 1-800-336-2225. Again, that toll-free number, 1-800-336-2225. Join us today on CRN Digital Talk. We're here for you, 1-800-336-2225.
It is 54 minutes after the hour. This is Larry W. back with our final segment of the first hour of this pre-recorded edition of There Is a Solution. Hold on to that phone number that you heard from Michael Horn, the owner of, president of CRN Digital Talk. But for this week and for tonight, just send me an email, LarryW@RecoveryTalkNetwork.com. We are looking for people who want to become hosts or guests on the show. You can send me an email. Obviously, if you want to help support the Recovery Talk Network. But also send me a note if you have certain songs that you like to hear. We've been playing Rascal Flatts this past week. My Wish for You. We have, if you call in on one of our live shows and give us your number and your name and your information, I will send you one of the other favorite songs that I have from Jana Stanfield at Jana, J-A-N-A, Stanfield.com. What would I do if I were brave? Or as we used to say in radio, asking the musical question, what would I do if I were brave? Coming up in the next hour, I'm pleased to welcome back Joseph Califano Jr. Joseph Califano Jr., former HEW secretary, has been the founder of CASA, which is the National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse at Columbia University. You can go to their website at CASA, C-A-S-A, Columbia.org. Find out a lot of things, what we're going to be talking about tonight. By the way, tonight, as this airs September 24th, is Family Dinner Night, something started by CASA, which is to, by surveys showing that families that have dinner with their kids on a regular basis, those kids are far, far much less likely to get involved in drugs and alcohol. Just a simple thing as having dinner with your family, and that's remarkable. And we're going to hear a lot more about that. There's also, we'll be discussing the teen survey showing that 80% of middle school and high school kids altogether have either seen drugs being sold or used, or kids being drunk or wasted in their schools, on their campuses, 80% of high school, middle school kids. So a lot more with Joseph Califano. This hour has been just terrific. I want to remind you to go to the CADCA website. General Arthur T. Dean was our guest. www.cadca.org. CADCA is the Community Anti-Drug Coalitions of America. As I said, I will be at their dinner, their annual dinner, on Tuesday, September 25th, and I'll bring back lots of information about that, as well as what I learned from the Johnson Institute, which is America Honors Recovery. That's Thursday the 27th, and Thomas Hollywood Henderson is going to be the main person there. So for that, we have lots more. We're going to be back. Of course, tomorrow night, I'm going to be replaying a great show with Johnny Allam, as well as with Carolyn Rubin, who is the founding member of CARASAC.org, the Community Addiction Recovery Association in Sacramento. And that organization is having its symposium this coming Saturday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Sacramento. Go to CARASAC.org and see if you're up in that area, in that side of the country. Go to that symposium. This is Larry W. I will be back in the next hour with a special interview with Joseph Califano. You can join me by sending an email at LarryW@RecoveryTalkNetwork.com. And with that, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back at the top of the hour.
This sponsored program is presented for its entertainment value only as a service to our listeners. CRN does not endorse or object to any topics or views discussed in the program, and we suggest you always consult your own medical, legal, financial, or personal advisor.
It is 11 p.m. in the East and 8 p.m. here in California. This is Larry W. welcoming you to another edition of There Is a Solution on the Recovery Talk Network. Tonight, actually, as we air this Monday, September 24th, it is a pre-recorded show. That's because I right now am either winging my way or hopefully safely in Washington, D.C. as part of Recovery Month. Each week on the Recovery Talk Network, I bring you, along with my co-host Constantine and our host on Wednesday night shows, Richard C. and the Old Timers, we present various shows with guests who are discussing their own stories of hope and inspiration and, of course, the periods of despair that they had in their lives, using drinking, perhaps involved in compulsive overeating, as I was for many years. And we want to feature the hope of recovery, that recovery exists. And there are examples of that every single day. Millions of Americans have found recovery through perhaps 12-step programs, as I did, but perhaps through other examples. In fact, our opening music, New Beginnings, as we begin each hour, is performed, written by Dennis Marcellino, who's been a guest. Dennis was a member of Sly and the Family Stone. He was also in a revival group, if you will, of the Tokens in the mid-80s. And Dennis Marcellino, who, again, being a drug user, as he explained as a guest on the show, back in those rock and roll days, and through Bible studies in his family, really just came to recover from a 18-year drug habit and is clean and now sober 24 years, not through a 12-step program, basically through his Bible studies and through his faith in Jesus Christ. So what we're about here is not to be a 12-step radio, not to be certainly anti-12-step, I still think, and people in the surveys seem to show that it has tended to be the most effective, but not the only thing that's effective in recovery. And so we are about bringing guests who share their stories of recovery and also people who are instrumental in aiding other people in recovery. And that's what tonight's 2 hours are about. The first hour, we will have a special guest, General Arthur T. Dean. General Dean, after a long and distinguished career in the U.S. Army, and by distinguished, I even add, he received the U.S. Army Distinguished Service Medal, 31 years in the Army, and now for the last 9 years is the chairman and CEO of CADCA, the Community Anti-Drug Coalitions of America, based in Washington, D.C. General Dean will be talking about the history and the background and the mission and the goals of CADCA, as well as his involvement. I'm looking forward to talking to him about that. And also about the dinner, which is Tuesday, September 25th. It is the CADCA annual dinner, and it features their special honoree, their Humanitarian of the Year, which goes to Chase Carey, who is the chairman and CEO of DirecTV, and also honors as the champion of the year Dr. Tuan Pham of Pharmatech. He's the president and CEO of Pharmatech, which is a company founded by Dr. Pham and other business executives and scientists. Pharmatech has revolutionized drug testing with an announcement of an FDA clearance for the United States' first government-approved over-the-counter drug test. And as we talk about here, there are a lot of people who may just want to put those in their glove compartments from time to time, and maybe they'll say be safely off the streets. So that's the first hour of General Arthur Dean. In the second hour, we're going to be welcoming back Joseph Califano Jr. He is the founder of CASA, which is the National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse at Columbia University, and he'll be talking about his survey tonight, the September 24th, is National Family Dinner Day, and Mr. Califano will be talking about that, as well as the survey that they recently concluded and found out about teen use, and he'll also be discussing his wonderful book, High Society. We'll welcome him back in the second hour. With that, this is Larry W. We'll be back with General Arthur T. Dean right after this.